Today's show is brought to you by humidity, the natural enemy of the fat guy.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Welcome to April 2nd.
April 2nd.
Major national holiday today. National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
I know you love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
It is peanut butter and jelly time.
Peanut butter, meat jelly.
Today it's time for the PB&J to shine.
Ta-da! Peanut butter and jelly.
The perfect PB&J.
Happy National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
It's showtime.
It is. It's the Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you say? Well, very simply, you enable the skill, and you just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. So simple. You can get our podcast on Alexa as well. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. You have to add the VA in there because, you know, it's very, very important. All right. And you can also find us on Apple and Spotify and Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, radio434.com. And that's, you'll find all the channels. Click on the Mike Show channel. You can listen to us when we're live. You can listen to our best of bits when we're not. You can link to our podcasts from there as well. You can listen to our Modern Alternative channel, which is our feature channel, as well as all the other channels on the website, on the app. And you can watch the show on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. Well, not the whole show, each individual segment. And then we take all those segments from the live show and we repack them as a podcast. Man, oh man, my email's blowing up. Goodness gracious. All right. Coming up on today's program, while I'm over here on the email. Alyssa's going to be joining us, and we're going to be talking about Bedford County Parks and Rec. That is all on the way. Megan, off for spring break. So, that and so much more on this edition of the Mike Show. Plus, of course, we're going to get really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in the news and our not headline news and all that. WalletHub just released its annual report. They ranked 182 of the biggest cities in the U.S. from the healthiest to the least healthy, and we'll talk about that. Plus, our top list today, top signs you live in an unhealthy city. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click book now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Man, I can't work out today. It's too hot. Hot, sweaty, and nasty. Which sadly is also the description of me. I gotta lose some weight, but it ain't happening today. What a vicious cycle.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. Hi there. All right, so WalletHub just released its annual report where they rank 182 of the biggest cities in the U.S. from the healthiest to the least healthy. The rankings are based on 41 factors, including overall physical health, mental health, medical health care costs, and quality, nutrition, including fruit and vegetable consumption, fitness levels. No, not French fries. Fitness levels. I know technically it's a vegetable. Parks and trails, bike paths, etc. They say the 10 healthiest cities in the U.S. are San Francisco, Honolulu, Seattle, San Diego, which means a whale's... No. San Diego, Washington, D.C., Portland, Oregon, Denver, Salt Lake City, Scottsdale, Arizona, and Irvine, California. The five least healthy are Brownsville, Texas, Gulfport, Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, Laredo, Texas, Columbus, Georgia, and Shreveport, Louisiana. The least healthy major cities, Detroit and Memphis. Now, I don't think that they have Lynchburg on this list because I don't think that they consider it one of the 182 biggest or largest cities or towns. But let's see how close we can get. Pittsburgh is 19. Raleigh is 31. Getting closer. Richmond, number 46 on the list. Virginia Beach, number 53 on the list. Anybody closer? Charlotte, 67. Now we're just getting further away. No, Baltimore is 91. All right, so we're just... Chesapeake is 101, so that's... No, that's about as close as we're going to get. All right, so with that, that brings us to today's list. That's our top list today. A list of the unhealthiest cities is out. Is yours on the list? That's a definite yes if you can relate to anything on today's list. Our top list today, top signs you live in an unhealthy city. All right, here we go. Got the thingy? Yeah, there we go. And click that, and then this is that's the thingy. All right, here we go. Number one, top signs you live in an unhealthy city. Its nickname is the gravy capital of America. I love gravy. Top signs you live in an unhealthy city. It can only raise money with a nougat tax. A nougat tax. Top signs you live in an unhealthy city. It gives the keys to the city to the guy who invented the Hot Pocket. Here, it's our top list today. Top signs you live in an unhealthy city. I'm not reading that one. I'll read this one. The high school mascot is the fighting corn dog. The annual Independence 5-day, or the annual... Take two! The annual Independence 5K was changed to a .5K. Top signs you live in an unhealthy city. Unemployment is high. BMI indexes are higher. The top signs you live in an unhealthy city. Paramedics are trained to revive nougat overdoses. That's two times you work nougat in there. Top signs you live in an unhealthy city. Every street has a lane for rascal scooters.
The rascal scooters.
Top signs you live in an unhealthy city. The winner of the last seven elections, Mayor McCheese. top signs you live in an unhealthy city. It's the reason Richard Simmons disappeared from society. And the top signs. I was gonna say our top list today. The top signs you live in an unhealthy city. Duh, you live in it. the Mike Show. Hi. My hair is just getting crazier and crazier and crazier. So is the beard. If you're listening to the show, I'm looking at myself on the video playback at the Mike Show VA. All right, coming up. We've got news, and we've got not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Baseball is headed back to the Hill City this summer, and it's time for you to get ready. Join the Lynchburg Hillcats on Wednesday, April 5th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. for our free Fan Fest. This year, the team will practice in front of the fans and sign autographs for those in attendance. In addition, we'll have vendors, the Kids Fun Zone, tours of the skyboxes and seating areas, and games for all ages. Coming out to this free event at Bank of the James Stadium on Wednesday, April 5th, as we ring in the new season with Fan Fest.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. This is not headline news. April is National Stress Awareness Month. Actually, so is every month until the presidential election in November. April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. I think that's what the headline said, but I drove up a curb while I was reading my phone on the way to work. Apple turned 48 yesterday, while their average iPhone assembly worker turned 8. Hackers leaked the private data of millions of AT&T users. Hey, that's our job, said TikTok. And a 94-year-old Ohio woman plans to visit all 7 continents, which would make her the first person to visit all continents while incontinent. This is not headline news.
Oh, good Lord. It's the Mike Stone. So happy you could join us right here, right now. New tower cam position. What is this position? No, it's not that position. This is our new fountain and river cam from the tower cam family. Yay! It's pretty cool. Yep. A little bit overcast. It's gonna be hot today though. Temps where are they at? Oh yeah, up towards the 80s. But you know, we don't do weather on the show anymore because you could be watching this anytime. You could be listening to the podcast anytime, as opposed to listening or watching the live show. But we thank you for wherever you happen to be joining us, whenever you happen to be joining us. Thank you so much for joining us. So how was your April Fool's? I feel like a crappy dad. I really do, because I I don't like April Fools. I don't like pranks. I don't like somebody to jump out at me and go, ah! You know, I just don't like that. I just don't. I tend to be, when I'm not on the air, when I'm not working, I tend to be like kind of deep in thought and preoccupied I don't really have time for that kind of stuff, but I really feel like a crappy dad because my daughter, who's 9, really, really, really wanted to prank me. Okay. And she couldn't quite figure out, all the different, you know, she couldn't figure out the right opportunity or I guess. So all day long, I was waiting for something. I was expecting something. And she didn't get me until I put her to bed and I read her a book. And then, lights out, and she's going night-night, and I come into our bedroom, mine and Tabs. So, yeah. I come into our bedroom, and I pull back the covers, and Maddie had placed a whoopee cushion. She has a whoopee cushion. She placed a whoopee cushion underneath the sheet. And I was tired, and I lifted up the sheet, I pulled out the whoopee cushion, and I put it over on the table, and I didn't fall for it, and I didn't even pretend to fall for it. And then, here's the worst part, this is the thing that I kind of regret the most about that whole thing, because she asked me this morning if she got me with the whoopee cushion, and I said no. Man, oh man. I should have just said, yes, baby, you got me. It was great. Anyway, parent of the year. So, April Fool's Day is over. A lot of people, including businesses and brands, took the opportunity to try to trick unsuspecting and gullible people into pranks and fake news. I mean, that seems to be our society, though, so... some of it was a total joke. Some of it was actually legit stuff that people thought was a prank. And some of it was just silliness meant to capitalize on April Fool's Day. But almost all of it was more cringe than funny. And here, I will demonstrate. Let me see if I've got a picture of this. Okay, this is just frightening. All right, let me present. I'm going to share the screen. There. Okay. So, all right, you see the model walking around there. This is hair dye by Velveeta. Yeah, Velveeta announced a new Velveeta hair dye. It seems like a joke, but it actually exists. You can buy it on Amazon. While supplies last, for $7.50, a couple years ago, they pranked people with a Velveeta skincare line. Oh my. All right, what else? Do I have pictures of all this stuff? Elon Musk tweeted a joke. Let me see if I can pull that up and share that on our screen. Why do we have lyrics in the background music? I don't know. Anyway, I don't need to show the post, but Elon Musk tweeted, "As we continue to celebrate transparency on this platform, all your DMs and drafts will be made public." Okay, that was clearly an April Fool's joke. Elon himself thought this might be funny. He posted, quote, "Excited to join Disney as their chief DEI officer. Can't wait to work with them to make their content more woke. Even the linguine." Oreo announced that the cookie and the cream were going through a severe divorce and that each would be offered separately. Krispy Kreme announced that yesterday only customers could bring in anything they wanted, and the workers would glaze it. A corresponding image featured glazed sandwiches, pizza, bell peppers, and fruit. Here, I'll show that. That is what I will show. Here, let me present, share screen, boom. There we go. You bring it, we glaze it. Okay, I don't know about you, but I'm really kind of digging that glazed piece of pepperoni pizza right now. Should we be worried about me? Should I be worried about me? I think so. Domino's claimed they were taking pineapple off the menu because no one likes it anyway. C4 Energy revealed a new chicken and rice flavor. There was also a joke about a new fried chicken flavor. 7-Eleven was hyping their hot dog flavored sparkling water. They just made enough to fool with some people. It isn't actually for sale. Tinder posted a LinkedIn ad for a VP of ghost hunting. The British phone company, Nothing. There's a company called Nothing. A British phone company called Nothing posted about its new microphone because, quote, size doesn't matter. I have to show this one. All right. Here, wait. Let me post this one. Share screen. Boom. There we go. See, this is why I need a producer, gang. Does anybody know a producer? Anybody that wants to be a producer? The language app Duolingo got in on the April Fool's action by announcing Duolingo on Ice, the multilingual musical. And they even had tickets listed on SeatGeek, but it's a joke. Healthy soda brand Olipop and Pringles teased a collaboration to create sour cream and onion soda. Let me share this one. Olipop, there it is. Sour cream and onion soda. Am I the worst for not just telling Maddie that I fell for her prank? Or pretending that I didn't see the whoopee cushion and just laying on it? Should I have done that? Because then she would have... She was like, clearly awake in her bed waiting. And then no. And then she fell asleep. But if I would have, like, just made the whoopee cushion go, then she would have laughed and giggled and all would have been great. And, God, I feel like a horrible parent. Anyway, okay, so finally, there was also a product called Rosetta Stoned, a mobile app that bridges the conversational gap between novice users and seasoned stoners in any social setting. Similarly, there's also a baby translator app. Here, let me look up the Rosetta Stoned. Yes, I'm at least fluent in cannabis. All right, here, let me share that. Share screen. There we go. There we go. Fluent cannabis. Rosetta Stoned prepares you for the first ever trip to the dispensary. Learn about everything from flower to vapes to cannabis concentrates and more. Become fluent with Rosetta Stoned. All right. There we go. All right. Coming up on today's program, what are we going to do? I don't know. We are going to get so much more smarter with your five random facts. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. Fly LYH. It is so much easier.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Berg Burritos is back at Cafe Rodora, 1103C Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg, with over a dozen different creations to satisfy. For breakfast, check out The Break.
a burrito with bacon, scrambled eggs, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and salsa verde. Or the Chicken Break Burrito with adobo chicken, scrambled egg, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and habanero barbecue sauce. How about the Steak Break? A burrito served with thinly sliced ribeye over scrambled eggs, provolone cheese, avocado, tater tots, and salsa verde. Each just $10. Order online for fast and easy pickup at RedoraSpecialty.com/cafe or just Google Berg Burritos. Check out their menu and expanded hours for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Berg Burritos, inside Cafe Redora, 1103 C Church Street, downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
And now, it's time for...
Five.
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, Disney's first animated movie to focus on a woman of color was Pocahontas in 1995. It's also the first and only time Disney made an animated movie about a real person. That said, the movie did deviate significantly from the true historical account of Pocahontas' life. Number two, when you're on a plane, you're under the laws of the country where the plane is registered, not from where you take off. So if you punch someone on an Air Canada flight that took off in the U.S., you'll face charges in Canada. Number three, the word aardvark comes from the word aardvark in, is that Afrikaans?
Afrikaans,
okay.
Afrikaans.
Yeah, which means earth pig. Aardvark means earth pig. Number four, the first president to wear pants, well, I mean full pants, was John Adams. George Washington only wore knee-length pants with stockings. And then number five, the Library of Congress is only the second biggest library in the world. It has about 175 million items in its catalog. The British Library in London is reportedly bigger, with closer to 200 million items.
This has been today's edition of...
Random
facts. Yep, the Mike Show. So darned happy you could join us on the program. All right, coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to place them lovingly in your ear holes. I think you'll like it. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. affected.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition, and that brings us Alyssa. Megan is on spring break.
Yes,
wait a minute. Shouldn't that be the opposite? Shouldn't you be on spring break and Megan's in studio?
Luckily, I had mine already. She deserves her break. I got
okay.
mine.
All right. Gotcha. And she definitely does. Well, each and every Tuesday, Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation joins us. And we talk with one of the Share partners, a nonprofit organization or any organization. It could be Parks and Rec. It could be any nonprofit group that's on the Share platform. There are 174 still.
Mm-hmm.
We're hanging tough at 174. If you're part of a nonprofit, you can join the Share platform. It's absolutely free, and we'll tell you all about that. But Alyssa, who's our guest today?
Our guest is Lee Whittakin from Bedford Parks and Recreation, and he's going to be talking about the Thrive event happening this weekend that the foundation is actually a sponsor of. So okay. It's exciting. We're glad to have you, Lee.
Absolutely. Lee, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for taking time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, tell us about Bedford Parks and Rec. Bedford County is a huge, huge county. And so if you're talking managing Parks and Rec, Lee, my hat's off to you, man, because that has got to be a job. I mean, like a big, big, huge job.
Yep. And it takes a team. So we have a couple new, we have a new director who's been doing an awesome job at getting the team equipped, implementing new systems, becoming more efficient. Because it is a huge county. We've got all the way down the lake, all the way up to Big Island, the Peaks of Otter, basically just adjacent to Roanoke and Lynchburg. I believe it's in the top five sizable in the state. So there's a lot of opportunities, though, that come with that. We have five parks that we manage, our grounds crew, our parks and maintenance. They mow about 600-700 acres a week and paint wow. numerous fields. We have 40 miles of single track trail. So it takes a team. We are small, but we are very mighty. So
yes.
we enjoy what we do, and that's what makes it, makes things happen. So.
Well, you guys have an upcoming event. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So, I just took on this role about a year or so ago, doing outdoor events and outreach, and the idea for a festival had been brewing. I've been talking to people in the community, going to other events and other festivals. And the feedback that I heard was, you know, we would like an outdoor festival at the beginning of the outdoor season, kind of to kick things off nice. So that we can meet people that, you know about the events that are happening. Because too often people keep telling me that, oh, I wish I knew about that. But, you know, it happened a couple weeks ago. Well, this is the opportunity to come meet the vendors, camps, nonprofits, gear shops, different nonprofit organizations, farms, health clinics, people who are doing really cool things to help you get outside and come learn what they do and when they're doing it. And then have a bunch of free activities for the public just to gather and just to celebrate kind of a kickoff to the outdoor season.
Okay. Well, this is coming up relatively quick, like this weekend.
Yes. Yeah. It's at Falling Creek Park. It starts at 9 a.m. is when it's open to the public, and we'll be wrapping up by 6 o'clock. So we've got music lined up. We have food trucks. There's inflatables, petting zoo, foam party, all kinds of workshops, too. So if you want to learn a different skill, like or just go on a group trail run or do yoga for hikers, 10 essentials for hiking, geocaching, make your own fertilizer and DIY, farming equipment. There's all kinds of cool workshops that are happening all day. So there's lots of opportunity to network and grow, and just to get connected to the people that, you know, love the outdoors.
This is really, really cool. And again, folks, this is taking place Saturday, April the 6th at Falling Creek Park, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Lee, do you need to register in advance or can you just show up?
No, thankfully, because of our sponsors like Centra, the Bedford Community Health Foundation, the Greater Lynchburg Foundation, those folks have made it possible that this is a free event. So you do not have to sign up. You can go on to the website, and if you want to learn the times of workshops, if you want to see the maps, like the vendor maps, they will be on there. But we will have an information table as well when you first come to the park, where you can have maps and kind of get oriented. So if you're not tech savvy, that's totally okay. We'll have something for everybody so they can easily access and navigate throughout the park.
Very cool. So again, that's the Thrive Outside Festival this Saturday at Falling Creek Park. You can learn more. We usually push folks to sharegreaterlynchburg.org, and you should go there, but you'll need to go under the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation page. And Lee, where else can folks learn more?
So you can look at the Bedford County Parks and Recreation's Facebook or Instagram. Bedford Outdoor Adventures also has a Facebook and Instagram. That's where you will find the Facebook event. You can actually go to BedfordCountyVA.com, and through the Parks and Rec link, there'll be a little blurb highlighted, an article about Thrive Outside. So if you don't have social media, that would be the great avenue to do. And then just feel free to come look at the park or give me a call. My information is on the Bedford County Parks and Recreation website. Love talking to people about it. If you want to volunteer, if you want to get involved in any way, shape, or form, we love partnering with people in that way. So we'd love to do so.
This is really, really cool. And I like the aspect that it kicks off the outdoor season versus being something that's, you know, like a summer jam festival or something like that in August. This is really, really cool. I love it.
Yeah, we're really fortunate that this weekend will be beautiful weather. It'll be almost 60 degrees and sunny, but that's kind of the risk that you play with a spring event. But my saying is, doing outdoor events, that there is no bad weather. It's just bad gear choice. So, you know, it's all about going, how do you thrive outside when it is raining or when it is snowing? So it's all about perspective. And we're really fortunate that this is a great season. We've been in the 70s and 80s today. I mean, it's crazy, crazy good. So we're blessed.
Lee, I am going to use that for the next outdoor event that we do. It's not bad event weather. It's bad gear choice on your part. You should have prepared. Anyway.
Yes, Boy Scouts.
Lee, thank you so much for joining us. Each and every Tuesday, Share Greater Lynchburg joins us and brings a guest, and we really, really appreciate that. If you are part of a nonprofit organization or a Parks and Rec or a government agency, and you're not part of the Share Greater Lynchburg platform, you really should be. There are 174 nonprofit organizations represented. It's absolutely positively free, and it is a one-stop shop for folks that are looking for volunteer opportunities. Lee, do you need any volunteers at this point, or are you pretty well squared away?
Yeah, we could definitely use some volunteers. We have opportunities from parking to managing the kids zone. We have a couple spots left for drink pourers, for our beer and wine garden. There's a couple other just cleanup crew, so people who go around and just make sure that things are tidied up. So there's definitely opportunities in there. We love partnering with nonprofits, churches, school groups. So anyone that wants to just come be a part, they can also figure out through the registration link. There's under the volunteers tab, and you can sign up for a 2-hour slot. And if you want to sign up for a longer slot, like a 4-hour, then we'll give you some really cool swag, some bottles, stickers, and a meal ticket. That'll be complimentary.
Nice. So. Nice. Well, we will link up that link, that registration link, on our social media at the Mike Show VA. And there are links through Share and through the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation page as well. So we'll push that out to volunteers.
Awesome.
Again, thank you so much. And if your nonprofit is not on the SHARE platform, this is where folks go to find volunteer opportunities, to learn about nonprofit organizations that maybe are near and dear to your heart. Maybe you want to make a donation in cash. Maybe you want to purchase an item for that nonprofit. And you can shop right on the SHARE platform. That item or items will be shipped to the nonprofit of your choice. It's a fantastic platform, and we recommend it. Alyssa, so what else is going on?
So as always, we have our Do Good Work page that's up. So if there's any orgs that are looking for some summer interns, you can send those job postings my way to info@sharegreaterlynchburg.org, and we can upload those for you. And then we're also working on our summer camps landing page. So we're still just collecting links, collecting camps. In the same vein, send those to my email, info@sharegreaterlynchburg. With any scholarship opportunities that may be present, because we found that a lot of families have been like going to summer camp and then not realizing that there are those scholarship opportunities there. So within the next week or so, we should have that summer camps page up and running. So we're always looking to add new things, new orgs to share.
All right. Very, very cool. Visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org for more information about all of that. Alyssa, thank you so much. Lee, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF! All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you will like it. All right. Oh my. So in Oregon, there's this guy. Maybe this should be in Stupid Criminals, but I'm going to share it with you now. He is a... how do I describe it? He's a chronic public masturbator. Okay. He just got life in prison. And the appeals court says that that's not cruel or unusual punishment. The judge's decision is already being made into a docudrama. Here's a clip.
It has come to this court's attention. This man was found guilty of tampering with his own evidence and abusing the penal code. The state finds that he was indeed badgering the witness and tipping off the bailiff. So he will be placed in manual lockdown. And for the rest of your life, you'll be celebrating Palm Sunday in jail. Wow. There will be no more appeals, so you can't beat this case.
Gen Z prefers dating people virtually. Take two. Gen Z prefers dating people virtually instead of in real life. The dating app Wingman surveyed 500 people between the ages of 18 to 27 on their dating preferences. They found a staggering 65% prefer meeting digitally. Some have the same kind of food delivered to their date, and they share a meal together on screen. I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
Well, first of all, you look great on my screen.
Oh, thank you.
How does the food taste?
Yeah, it's delicious. How's yours?
Is there more wine?
Who is that?
Shut up, stupid. He can hear you.
Is someone over there?
No, it's the TV.
Oh, are you doing that now?
No, I hear a guy.
Sorry. Getting a work call. Gotta go.
There we go. Let's see. Let's go to viral videos. A group in Vancouver that promotes pedestrian safety came up with a way to make sure that drivers notice people walking across the street. They put baskets on either side of an intersection with fake bricks in them. And there's a sign with instructions. Here's a spokesperson to tell you more. It's kind of silly.
The pedestrian brick crossing system. A friendly wave with a pedestrian brick is sure to attract the attention of the errant driver and ensure a comfortable, conflict-free crossing of any busy street. Step 1. Pick up the brick. Step 2. Look both ways. Step 3. Make eye contact if possible and wave the brick, showing off its bright color and attractive corners. 4. Complete your crossing and deposit the brick in the receptacle on the opposite side of the crossing.
Good lord. All right, no, we're going to save that one. Okay. Maya Rudolph was on Drew yesterday and said that Jack Black helped her with her career because they went to school together.
Yeah, high school. He was 2 years older than me, and he transferred in 10th grade, and I was in 8th. Our drama teacher, Davida, put us together, and he was my improv coach for, like, an improv competition we did. And he got me into the improv class, and he took me to my first Groundlings show, Groundlings Theater, which is where I ended up. First of all, you have to understand something about Jack. Jack has been the same person since the day I met him. The exact same person. He's just that guy. He's just special.
All right. Did you see the April Fool's prank on Wheel of Fortune last night? Jared Leto walked out with Vanna White at the beginning of the show and introduced the first puzzle.
Ladies and gentlemen, here are the stars of our show, Jared Leto and Vanna White.
Leto. Thought it was Leto.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and have a great show. All right, everybody, grab those devices. It's time to give away some money. $1,000 in our first toss-up. The category is on the map.
Then he disappeared and was replaced by Pat Sajak. Music. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. With so many people checking out the two-part documentary about Steve Martin on Apple TV Plus, here's some of his classic stand-up from his Grammy-winning comedy album, A Wild and Crazy Guy.
But I am into the intellectual thing. I went to college. I studied the great philosophers, Socrates. I studied Plato, and... You learn the important things. Like, if you're studying geology, which is all facts, as soon as you get out of school, you forget it all, you know? Because it's just numbers and things. But philosophy, you remember just enough to screw you up for the rest of your life. Then you study the important, like, ethical questions. Is it okay to yell movie in a crowded firehouse? Religious questions.
If there is a God, give me a sign.
See, I told you that the... Wouldn't it be weird if you died and you woke up and you were in heaven, just like they always told you, and everybody had wings on and pearly gates? Wouldn't you feel stupid? Oh no! You mean that this is what? What? You've been keeping records on me? Well, that wasn't so bad. How many times did I take the Lord's name in vain? Ooh. 1,000,006. Oh. Jesus Christ.
That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. I dare you. Keep all that sound inside. All right. Coming up, we are going to get really stupid with your stupid criminals in .news. And then we have the good news. We'll share that with you as well. But this portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by the Lynchburg Regional Airport. Fly LYH. It is so much easier.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. To Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in .news. A 30-year-old woman in Florida named Amber McCann was caught shoplifting from a Walmart last week, and she had no shortage of stories for why she was stealing. In a very confusing discussion with police, she initially said she was playing a really fun game called 21, where someone grabs as much merchandise from a store as they can, walks out without paying, and tries not to get caught. She originally said she dumped the items along with her purse and ID in a random car, and that's part of the game. But then she later said that it was a rental car that her boyfriend had, and that he didn't know about her theft because he's too old to play the game. Police eventually figured out which car it was, found more than $1,000 worth of stolen goods in the back seat. They also found drugs, including marijuana and meth, along with drug paraphernalia, a locked safe with bars of silver, copper, and platinum. Those were not from Walmart, of course. Amber was charged with grand theft, possession of marijuana, hashish, possession of drug paraphernalia, and trafficking of meth. Good Lord. The county sheriff's office put out a video of their fascinating chat with Amber, and there's a good chance she was on something.
We're doing an investigation right now. Apparently somebody walked out with a
car. Put it in a random car?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
Okay. Would you come over by the car with us?
Whose car is it?
I don't know.
Me neither.
So where's all your stuff you took out of the store? And
I just put it in a random car that was open.
In a random car that was open?
Yeah.
For what?
Because y'all were coming and I just ran up to the car and put it on. It's a game that we play. It's called 21. It's basically like you go and steal on the field and you get out without getting caught. So I did it one other time than this time, but I got caught this time. So now I got to figure out where my purse is and where my merchandise is, because now I got to give all my merchandise back to Walmart. Well, it's not really a game.
Yeah,
it is a game.
It's theft.
To you,
that's
theft. It's fun, too. It's really fun.
Oh, going to jail is fun.
Going to jail is fun. All right. There is, good Lord, there is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Firefighters in Southern California used a helicopter to airlift a horse to safety on Sunday. It got spooked, it ran off, and ended up stranded in a river. Here are neighbors Diana Solis and Kendall Rinken talking about the rescue.
I was kind of trying to see if he might have been below his neck, but luckily you could see his wither and his back.
He's a dancer. Yeah, that horse dances, so I'm very close with the boss, and he's a beautiful horse.
All right, there you go. It's the good news. This portion of the broadcast, including and especially the good news, is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Want to do something great? Well, you can, if you're a runner, or if you just want to watch, the United Way 5K on the runway is coming up on April 27th. There are only 500 spaces available, and there's a great after party. So get your tickets now. Visit unitedwaycv.org/events/5K, or just look for the banner and I'll let these guys tell you all about it.
See the Lynchburg Airport in a whole new way at the United Way of Central Virginia's 4th annual 5K on the runway. Saturday, April 27th at 5 p.m. This flat, fast, and unique 5K course promises excitement. Adding to the fun, the new after party at the Banker Aviation Hangar. If racing isn't your speed, register as a spectator to enjoy the festivities. This event is limited to 500 runners, so secure your spot now. Visit United Way of Central Virginia's website to register today.
All right, as mentioned, visit unitedwaycv.org/events/5K. Register today. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?